请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书请看第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
十三节、十四节。
Chapter 3 verses 13 and 14.
腓立比书三章十三节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的。十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。请念。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. 14. I press toward the goal for the price of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
感谢神的带领。
Thank for God's guidance.
让小弟有机会来参加我们 Sacramento 教会九月底的灵恩布道会。
That I was able to come and join our spiritual convocation at the end of September.
一起学习主的道理。
To learn the word of God together.
这是神莫大的恩典。
This is a great blessing from God.
这一次我们灵恩布道会的主题是有目标的人生。
The theme for our spiritual convocation this time was a life with purpose.
梁传道还有周传道都带给我们非常美好的勉励。
And both Pastor Liang and Pastor Cho gave us very good encouragement.
小弟个人也受益良多。
And I also received a lot.
今天下午小弟想再用腓立比书三章十三节、十四节来做一个综合性的心得报告。
So this afternoon I'd like to use Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14, as more of a summary and of my own reflection.
这一段圣经很有名。
This passage is very famous.
有的人称它做保罗得救的人生观。
And some people view this as Paul's view of salvation.
保罗自从蒙主选召之后啊
，After Paul was called by God,
他的人生观的确有很大的改变。
He had a great change in his attitude towards life.
他知道人生最重要的不是赚大钱。
He knew the most important thing in life is not to earn a lot of money.
也不是做大官。
Or to be a high official.
而是将来灵魂要得救进天国。
But the most important thing is for the soul to be safe and go to heaven.
他更知道正确的人生观应该是要奔跑在这一条得救的道路上。
And he knew that the correct value of life is to walk on this path to salvation.
那么问题是要怎么样才能够达到这个目标呢？
But the problem is how can we reach this goal?
保罗只有一个原则
，Paul only has one principle，
就是忘记背后，努力面前
，which is to forget the things which are behind and to reach forward，
向着标杆直跑
，and to run towards the goal。
那今天下午我们就先来谈谈忘记背后。
So this afternoon we'll talk about forgetting the things which are behind。
有人说世上有三种人。
Some people say that there are three kinds of people in this world.
第一种人是活在过去。
One type of person, they live in the past.
这种人很知足啊。
And these people are very content.
不过也很消极。
But that's also very extreme.
第二种人是活在现在。
And some people, they live in today.
这种人很积极啊。
And they are very proactive.
但太现实了一点。
And but it is too realistic.
第三种人是活在未来。
And some people live in the future.
这种人很先进。
And these people are very progressive.
只可惜却常常不切实际啊。
But a lot of times it's not realistic.
这三种人都有他的优点，也都有他的缺点。
So all three kinds of people, they have their good points and also their shortcomings.
因此，最理想的人生应该是能够检讨过去、把握现在、策划未来的人。
But so the best way to view life is to be able to review what's in the past and look at the current life and also plan for the future.
所以说，忘记背后绝对不是说过去就算了，不用检讨。
So forgetting the things which are behind, it doesn't mean that we just forget everything. We do not review what has happened in the past.
而是要我们透过检讨，把该丢的东西给丢掉。
But it is through reviewing the past, we throw away the things that we're supposed to throw away.
好像大扫除啊。
It's like a spring cleaning.
把肮脏的没有用的东西除掉。
To get rid of the dirty stuff that we don't need.
让整个家焕然一新啊。
So the house is nice and clean and new again.
否则该除的不除，该丢的又不丢啊。
Otherwise, the things that we should keep, we don't keep, or in the things we should throw away, we don't throw away.
那么这个家就会越来越脏，越来越乱啊。
Then the house will become more and more cluttered and more dirty.
最后变成垃圾堆啊。
And later on becomes just a pile of trash.
那属世的事情这样，属灵的事情也一样。
So we have to do this in our physical life. We have to do the same in our spiritual life.
今天我们在奔跑这一条得救的天国的道路上。
Today we are running on this road to the heavenly kingdom.
如果我们不常常自我检讨
，If we do not examine ourselves often,
把过去不该带的东西带来了。
And we keep bringing the things from the past that we're not supposed to bring.
把以前不该记的事情记住了。
And the things we are not supposed to remember, we keep remembering.
那么这些东西，这些问题，慢慢成为我们的包袱啊。
And all of these things, all of these problems become our burdens.
使我们在走天国路的这一条道路上走不动，也跑不了。
And that causes us.To weigh us down so that we cannot walk and run on this path to the heavenly kingdom.
最后死在半路上。
And then we die on the way.
就好像当年罗德的妻子。
Just like the wife of Lot.
请看创世纪19章26节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 19 verse 26.
请看创世纪19章26节。
Genesis chapter 19 verse 26.
请念。
Verse 26.But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
当年神要毁灭所多玛。
At that time, God wanted to destroy Sodom.
神特别怜悯罗德一家人。
But God had mercy on the family of Lot.
派天使将罗德和他太太两个女儿救出来。
So God sent an angel to save Lot, his wife, and two daughters.
这是不幸大中的大幸啊。
This is a great blessing in time of disaster.
可是没有想到罗德的妻子逃到半路啊。
But Lot on the midway of escaping.
因为舍不得过去索多玛的一切啊。
Because she could not forget all of the past that she had in Sodom.
她回头一看。
So she looked back.
竟然变成一根岩柱。
As a result, she became a pillar of salt.
非常不幸，也相当可惜啊。
And this is very sad and pitiful.
而且很不值得啊。
And it's really not worth it.
那为什么会这样呢？
But why did this happen?
只因为她没有办法忘记背后。
Because she could not forget the past.
结果成了历史上的大见解。
So she became a warning to us in history.
难怪后来主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，为了提醒门徒要留意末世的日子。
And so Jesus, when he reminded the disciples about the end days,
他才特别说到，请看路加福音十七章。
And so he mentioned this in Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
三十一节、三十二节。
Verses 31 and 32.
路加十七章三十一、三十二节。
Luke chapter 17, verses 31 and 32.
请念。
Verse 31. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. 32. Remember Lot's wife.
主耶稣要门徒回想罗德的妻子。
Jesus wanted his disciples to remember Lot's wife.
想想他为什么会死在半路上。
To think about why she died in the middle of the road.
可见忘记背后这件事非常重要。
So we can see that forgetting the things that are behind is very important.
跟我们灵命的生死息息相关。
It has to do with our spiritual life.
我们不得不谨慎自己啊。
So we have to be very watchful.
好，那么到底什么是背后？
So what are the things that are behind?
什么是我们应该要忘记的？
What are the things we're supposed to forget?
我们现在就根据圣经提出三点来做我们彼此的检讨跟改进。
So we will use three points from the Bible as our mutual reminder.
第一个，从信仰的目标来看，背后就是指的世界。
So from a spiritual goals point of view, what is behind is the world.
请看腓立比书三章第八节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
请看腓立比书第三章的第八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
请念。
Philippians chapter 3, Yet indeed I also count all these loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
保罗在这里所说的万事，其实就是指的这个世界。今天这个世界是属肉体的。
Today this world is of the physical life.
是属魔鬼的。
It is belonging to Satan.
而我们信仰的目标是属灵的。
Our spiritual goal is spiritual.
是属真神的。
It belongs to the true God.
所以很明显，世界有很多方面跟我们这个目标是冲突的。
And there are many things in this world that are in conflict with our goal.
那这种冲突，除了世界的罪恶之外，还包括今生的私利，还有今生的荣耀。
And all these conflicts of the world that has with our goal has to do with also with the pride of life and the lust of our flesh.
我们想想今天呢，世人都很忙啊。
We look at the world today, everyone is busy.
甚至连我们也都很忙啊。
Even ourselves, we are busy.
那到底为什么忙啊？有所分别才对啊。
We should be different from them.
今天我们也很忙。
Today we are also very busy.
但是我们不可以只忙。
But we cannot be busy just earning money.
更要忙着灵修。
We have to be busy cultivating spiritually.
要忙着做圣工。
We have to be busy doing holy work.
我们不仅要为自己忙，更要为主而忙。
Not only should we be busy for ourselves, we have to be busy for God.
保罗说。今天我们只要有衣有食，就当知足啊。
Paul tells us that we should be content if we have clothes to wear and food to eat.
主耶稣要我们先求神的国跟神的义啊。
Jesus wants us to pursue first God's kingdom and righteousness.
也就是要我们永远以神为第一啊。
That means that we have to always put God first.
应该为主而活。
We have to live for Christ.
甚至为主而死
，even to die for Christ。
这些道理我们都懂啊。
We know all of these teachings。
问题是我们做了多少呢
？The question is how much have we actually done？
每年一年一年过去，一年都是365天呢、啊。
And year after year has passed, every year has 365 days。
我们问问自己，我为主活过几天？
Let's ask ourselves, how many days have I lived for Christ?
我们算一算就可以知道了。
We can count and we will understand.
我们常常只会说却不会做。
We often know how to say it, but we cannot walk the walk.
为什么会这样呢？
But why is it that way?
因为我们没有真的忘记背后。
Because we have not truly forgotten the things that are behind.
我们被今生的私利累住了。
We are captured by the lust of the world.
请看路加福音二十一章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 21.
请看路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
34节。
Verse 34.
路加福音21章34节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 34.
请念。
34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, that the day come on you unexpectedly.
当年主耶稣特别警戒门徒啊。
At that time, the Lord Jesus warned the disciples.
今天更警戒我们啊。
This is also a warning to us.
主耶稣说你们要谨慎哦。
Jesus says, take heed to yourselves.
恐怕被今生的思虑累住你们的心
，lest your heart be weighed down，
更拖累你们的脚
，that is dragging your feet，
就好像网罗网住你们一样
，just like a snare that has captured you，
使你们走不动
，so that you cannot walk，
让你们跑不了
，so that you cannot run，
最后都死在半路上
，and at the end we die in the middle。
这个才是最可怕的。
That is the most scary.
今天学生为了读书，常常说我没时间做圣工。
Today, many students, because of their studies, they say that I don't have time to do things for God.
那青年为了成家立业，也常常没时间做圣工。
And the youth who are trying to build their families and their careers, they also say that they don't have time.
中年人为了养家，为了栽培子女，也没时间做圣工。
And people in their middle ages, they're also supporting their family, they also don't have time.
那等到老年了，又心有余力不足，也没有办法做圣工。
But when they're old, although they're willing, but they're physically weak, so they cannot do it.
那么请问我们一生到底什么时候才能够为主做工呢
?So when is it in our life that we can actually do work for God?
想一想几乎是不可能啊。
If you think about it, there is no time.
难怪当年主耶稣在路加福音14章33节才很感慨地说。
That's why in Luke chapter 14, Jesus says,
他说这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
That's why he says, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
主耶稣的话真的是一针见血，一语道破。就是非常清楚。
So what Jesus says is very clear.
意思就是告诉我们做圣工，你不拨忙又不肯牺牲，那绝对办不到的啦。
If you want to do holy work, but you are not able to take time from a busy life and make some sacrifices, there is no way that you can do it.
保罗明白这个道理。
Paul understood this teaching.
因此保罗才下定决心把过去所追求、所看为宝贝的万事当作粪土。
And that's why he treated everything in the past,That was precious. Now he counts as rubbish.
那个粪土的原文就是垃圾，要丢的啊。
So rubbish means it's trash, something that you throw away.
意思就是我随时都可以把它丢掉的。
That means that I can throw away anytime.
包括世上今生的思虑，也包括世上今生的荣耀。
It includes the pride of life and then also the lust of life.
这是一个很大的突破。
This is a great breakthrough.
告诉我们要突破，就一定要学会忘记背后。
The teacher says, in order to break through, we have to be able to forget the past.
只有这样，我们才有可能朝着属灵的天国勇往迈进。
Only in this way can we continue forward in our spiritual path.
第二个，从信仰的本质来说，背后就是指暗昧的事。暗昧就是幽暗的。暗的，黑暗的。
And also from a spiritual point of view, the second thing that we should forget are that are behind are the things that are in darkness.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's look at First Thessalonians chapter 5.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章第五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5.
五章五节。
Chapter 5 verse 5.
请念。
Verse 5, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
没有错，从本质来说，信仰就是一种离开黑暗，走向光明的过程。
So our faith is actually a process of walking away from darkness and into the light.
因此保罗才说我们信主的人都是光明之子。
And that's why Paul says that all those who believe, they are sons of light.
绝对不属黑暗的。
We do not belong to the darkness.
我们再请看以弗所书的第二章。
Let's also look at Ephesians chapter 2.
再请看以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第一节到第五节
，verses 1-5。
以弗所书二章一到五节
，Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1-5。
请念
，verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, verse 3.Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.